Bible reading number 278, John 13, verses 1 through 19. Jesus washed their feet. Just before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that his time had come. He must pass from this world to the Father. Jesus loved his own people in the world. He loved them to the very end. It was time for the evening meal. The devil had already put it in Judas' heart to turn against Jesus. Judas Iscariot was the son of Simon. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands. He knew that he had come from God and that he was going back to God. Jesus got up from the evening meal and laid his clothes aside. He took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then Jesus put water into a pan. He began to wash his followers' feet. He dried their feet with the towel which was around his waist. Then Jesus came to Simon Peter. Peter asked him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "You may not understand what I am doing now, but you will understand it later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash you, you are not sharing with me." Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, wash not only my feet, wash my hands and head too." Jesus said to him, "The person who has already had a bath needs only to wash his feet when they get dirty. His whole body is clean. You are clean, but not all of you." Jesus knew who was turning against him. That is why Jesus said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put on his clothes and sat down at the table again. He asked them, "Do you know what I have just done to you? You call me the teacher and the Lord. You are right, because I am. Since I, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example. You should do things for others as I have done for you. I am telling you the truth. A slave is not more important than his master. A messenger is not more important than the one who sent him. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you practice them. I am not talking about all of you. I know the ones whom I have chosen. The scripture must come true. The person who was eating my food turned against me." Psalm 41, verse 9. "I am telling you now, before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am the Messiah."